There's something so compelling about Old Folks at Home, Mark O'Connor. The harmonic structure of it is one of the most contemporary pieces of its time, I would venture to say.
Yeah, the music was ahead of its time. It's harmonic movement through jazz chords many years before there was jazz music. I think of Foster as one of our great American music geniuses. He contributed so much to the instrumental aspects of our music, as well as the songs that he left us.
Well, one of the things about music, of course, is that it crosses all lines, all barriers. And there's a piece that you're going to do for us that is a polka, but it's of Mexican origin. This is an example of cross-culturalization at its finest.
It is fantastic. Yesusita on Chihuahua. And this is the original tune that an amazing composer out of Mexico, Cortez, wrote. And he wrote it during the Mexican Revolution. Pancho Villa was involved in all of that. And the Americans backed Pancho Villa.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of cross-cultural exchange organically down there on the Texas border. And a lot of the music during that time floated up into Texas. And a lot of the Texas musicians incorporated that music into their own ensembles. So that piece turned into a Jesse polka by the 1930s with the Western swing bands like Cliff Bruner. He had a radio show much like yours where he would introduce guests in Texas in the 1930s. And Jesse polka was his theme song.
Well, it's a delight to hear it. Our guest Mark O'Connor performing the Jesse polka.